The record surge of migrants at the border reaches the Supreme Court. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, and the issue being considered at a hearing this hour, if the Biden administration can prioritize removing some of those who came to the U.S. illegally over others. Texas and other Republican-led states are challenging that.
Justices are not just considering that question, however. Also at issue is whether states have standing to sue the federal government over immigration policy. The states say they do, since illegal immigration burdens budgets. A lower court ruling struck down the Biden administration guidelines, putting implementation on hold.
That's Fox's Jared Halpern. The four leaders of the House and Senate from both parties are going to the White House this hour to meet with President Biden about issues to address in the last weeks of the current Congress. The president is urging lawmakers to pass a bill to block a looming railroad strike next week that would halt freight and affect passenger and commuter service. He issued a statement. Fox's Kevin Cork reads,
and I'm quoting now, as a proud pro-labor president, I was reluctant to override the views of people who voted against the agreement. But in this case, where the economic impact of a shutdown would hurt millions of other working people and families, I believe Congress must use its powers to adopt this deal.
The legislation would force rail unions that rejected a tentative contract agreement to accept it. Israeli police shot and killed a Palestinian man today in the West Bank after he drove his car into an Israeli soldier who was badly injured. There's a NATO gathering in Romania focused on more aid for Ukraine after Russian attacks knocked out a lot of power and heat and water infrastructure. NATO leader Jens Stoltenberg says,
we have delivered generators, we have delivered spare parts, and the allies are in different ways helping to rebuild the destroyed infrastructure.
Two matches are getting underway now at soccer's World Cup. The U.S. plays Iran later. The winner advances to the next round. The loser goes home. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
On Wall Street, the Dow going back down a little more on top of yesterday's big losses. It is falling 37 points. The S&P 500 is down by 2. And as far as the Nasdaq goes, it is down by 7 points. The price of oil rising back up after hitting lows for the year. Up a dollar to about 78 bucks a barrel. But gas continues its daily decline lately, down another 2 cents. AAA's national average for regular at $3.52 a gallon is almost a quarter less than a month ago, but still 13 cents higher than last year. After all the shopping we've done, from Black Friday to Small Business Saturday to Cyber Monday, a completely different focus.
Today is the 10th annual Giving Tuesday. The day was created as a way to encourage people worldwide to show generosity, either through donations to worthy causes or volunteering at places such as shelters and soup kitchens, or other worthwhile ventures such as organizing food and clothing drives. Businesses are encouraged to organize events for employees. The creators of the day encourage sharing of your efforts on social media using the Giving Tuesday hashtag. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Now a fishing story out of Minnesota, where the fishermen were the ones that got caught on thin ice.
The Beltrami County Sheriff's Office says it got a 911 call around midday Monday from people who were ice fishing on Upper Red Lake, reporting a large chunk of ice broke from the shoreline, stranding about 100 people. When they got there, the ice chunk was about 30 yards from the shore. A temporary bridge was set up on the southeast corner of the lake, and people were taken to safety. The Sheriff's Office warned that this early in the season, ice is unpredictable, and people should use caution. Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
On Monday Night Football, Pittsburgh beat Indianapolis 24-17 to close out Week 12 of the NFL season. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.